Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Train Hard Recover Smart podcast. As always, I'm your host, Thomas Flanagan, and today we're diving into a topic on mental and emotional resilience. In the world of fitness, we often focus on the physical strength and endurance, but my approach is it's more mental. We have to start with the mental and emotional resilience are equally important for overall well-being and performance. So let's explore what it means to cultivate resilience in our daily lives. First off, what exactly is resilience? Simply put, it's the ability to bounce back when adversity, setbacks, and challenges. It's about facing life's inevitable ups and downs with the courage, adaptability, and grace. Building resilience starts with mindset. It's about cultivating a positive outlook, reframing challenges as opportunities for growth, and believing in our ability to overcome obstacles. Being resilient isn't just about thinking positively. It's also about taking action. One key aspect of resilience is self-care. This means prioritizing activities that nourish our bodies, minds, and souls. Things like regular exercise, adequate sleep, healthy nutrition, and stress management techniques. Again, if you follow me on social media, all this week I've been talking about stress management techniques, and how to switch from, again, it's all about switching from a negative mindset to a growth mindset. And my approach to when working with clients, it's more about your switching to that growth mindset. A lot of clients, when they come in to work with a trainer, either in person or online, a lot of trainers just focus on the physical part. We need to change the body. Let's lose the weight. Let's do this. Let's do all that. That's not my approach. My approach is to get you to switch your mind and go from that fixed mindset where everything's negative to the growth mindset where again we learn from obstacles that are thrown in front of us. We grow from the challenges, and everything like that. Okay. And by doing that, you see more out of it. You see better gains when it comes to the workouts, to the nutrition. The weight will come off quicker. Your performance will get better. Life gets a little easier. Everything will become better. Results come quicker. Now, again, I'm only start, again, my approach is I start working on the mind while I'm working on the body. But again, by doing that, it's all about relieving these stressors, relieving all this negative energy and bringing in all this positivity and other ways to manage things that will derail us. Okay. Which leads me into the next part of this is another important element of resilience is the social support. Surrounding ourselves with a strong support network of friends, family, and mentors can provide a valuable source of encouragement, empathy, and perspective during difficult times. For the longest time, that was one piece that I was always missing. I had it when I was on active duty. When I left active duty, I kind of lost it. And then end of last year, I found it again. And since I found it, things have gotten a little bit better. I get called out on my bullshit, and which is what I need. I need somebody to sit there and call me out on it. And then, I need somebody there to guide me, make sure that I'm doing things right. And, and then they encourage, when things are going right. They're like, all right, that's good, but having that support network. But again, when it comes to that support network, you need to get rid of the people that are just a negative draw on you. And I've talked about this before. Through my journey, I'll tell you, I've gotten rid of people. Either forcefully, I've just said, hey, listen, I'm not talking to you anymore. Or it's just, distance, time, I just stopped talking to them. It's because they were a negative draw on me. Every time I would talk to them, whenever I'm done talking to them, I need a nap. That's how bad it was. You know, you want to surround when it comes to support network, you want people that when you're done talking to them, you're energized, you're ready to go, you want to attack, you want to do something that's productive. Okay. And, you know, let's not forget the power of adaptability. Life rarely goes according to plan. Trust me. And resilience is all about flexibility and adaptable in the face of change. It's about embracing uncertainty and finding creative solutions to the unexpected challenges. You know, we all have those times in our lives where things don't go as planned. Hell, seems like every day something doesn't go as planned. But being able to adjust to those challenges, you know, that's where, you know, you can really grow as an individual. Okay. So how can we cultivate greater resilience in our lives? It starts with awareness. Become mindful of your thoughts, emotions, and reactions to stressors. From there, we can practice resilience building techniques like mindfulness meditation, positive affirmations, and cognitive reframing. You know, the other thing is, you know, as I work with clients, you know, the biggest thing that a lot of people have a hard time with, and myself included, is we try to control things that we can't control, you know? And, you know, that all right, to give you an idea, again, like I said, trying to control things we can't control, right? I can't control what you do, right? I can't control what the lady in the blue Prius does when she's driving down the road. I can't control what the guy in front of me at the grocery store does, right? I can't control those things. The only thing I can control is how I react to them, how I control my emotions, how I can control my thoughts. The only thing I can control is me and how I respond to them. Once you start controlling that and how you respond to negative things, or how you respond to things that aren't going the way that you wanted them to go, that is how you start to build resiliency. And the way you build those techniques is, again, through mindful meditation, positive affirmation, cognitive reframing, and being aware of things going on around you. Okay. Again, we have our bad days where, you know, people just aggravate us. But again, I can't control what they do. I can only control how I react to what they do. All right. So remember, resilience is a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. By embracing life's challenges as opportunities for growth, prioritizing self-care, nurturing our support networks, and staying adaptable in the face of change, we can cultivate greater resilience and thrive in all areas of our lives. So again, no matter what life throws at you, okay, sometimes it's a real hard kick in the nuts and it can knock you down. It could put you flat on your back. Right? Just gather yourself and get back up. Okay, it might take you a little bit, you might have a little bloody lip, black eye, but hell, just get back up. Grow from that experience, okay? And then move on. All right. Always, always, always don't let past things hold you back. Okay. Don't let the past hold you back. All right. It's done and over with. Once it's happened, it's done and over with. Learn from it and move the fuck on. Okay. Learn from it, move the fuck on. Try not to make that mistake again. Right. So I have this tattoo on my arm. Okay, it's on my arm. You know, you can see it right there. It says, never let past experiences harm your future. Your past can't be altered, and your future doesn't deserve the punishment. Okay. I have that there because, again, the past is the past. Past is done. It's history. There's no changing it. The only thing I can do is just learn from it and move on. You know, my future doesn't deserve the punishment of mistakes or decisions that I've made in the past. I build a resilience. I build, you know, mental and emotional resilience from things I've done, decisions I've made, setbacks I've had, challenges that have been put in front of me, adversity that I faced. Right? I've adapted to them. I've grown from them. I've overcome most of them. And, you know, from here, I've, you know, worked on self-care. That's one key, again, key to resiliency is self-care. I've prioritized activities. I've nourished my mind, my body, my soul. I get regular exercise. I prioritize sleep. I eat well, and I work on my stress management techniques. You know, I'm putting together a very solid support network. I'm very good at adapting. You know, the Marine Corps, adapt and overcome. So almost the only thing we're told. You know, it's the biggest thing we're taught, adapt and overcome. You know, in jiu-jitsu, we're taught you never lose, you learn. Right? You know, embrace life challenges as opportunities for growth. You know, prioritize yourself. Nurture your support networks and stay adaptable in the face of challenge or change. That's the only, you know, you're going to cultivate greater resilience and thrive in all areas of your life. So do those things that, you know, your mindset will get better. But again, the biggest thing is when it comes to building mental and emotional resilience, is just remember, you can only control what you can control. Stop trying to control things that you can't control. Once you let go of that piece of not trying to control things you can't, things get a whole lot easier. Well, that's all the time I have today. Thanks for tuning in to the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. Till next week, stay resilient, stay strong, and keep pushing forward. And as always, you know, be better than you were yesterday.